his kids because we didn't need the knife.
And you say you can get by with just one knife at the table, but in the kitchen you need several.
Yeah.
Several what?
Well, we had a butcher knife, and now I do, and I call the others a pair knife, something like that, and I wore out. My husband found that. See, it's an army knife, and behind when we lived in Stark, he found them knives way back where they'd had army camp.
When did you live in Stark?
Oh, we lived in Stark from 1930 to 1954. He was working on stateroom. The other husband, not this one.
And something that say you, if you went out and cut some flowers and were going to put them inside the house, you'd keep them in a.
In a vase.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes, you call that the
dish rag?
Huh?
The dish rag.
Okay. And to dry them with?
Well, we call it the dish towel.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
And say if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and you'd turn on the...
Spigot?
And something outside that you could hook your...
Well, it'd be a hose on the outside.
Uh-huh. What would you hook the hose to?
Wouldn't hook it to the spigot.
Okay. Would you ever call that anything else?
I don't think so.
And a big container that flour used to come in.
Call it a flour barrel.
Okay. Did you ever see a water barrel?
Yeah, I've seen a water barrel.
Do you know that thing that they have on them to turn the water on?
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be called a faucet just like these over here.
Uh-huh. Would you call that the faucet, too? The thing at the sink?
Well, I call it a spigot, mostly.
Okay. But if it's on a barrel, you call it a faucet?
We call it a faucet.
Okay. And, do you ever speak of a stand of molasses? Or stand of lard?
No, we used to put ours in cans.
Mm-hmm.
And syrup, you put them in a barrel or in bottles or in cans.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy used to make sugar, and he'd have a whole barrel of sugar out of the syrup.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Over there, many times, just a handful to eat it. It had to be just about as white as the real white sugar. You know, that molasses would drop out. They'd make a hole down the bottom of that barrel, put a pan down here, and all that would run out in it, all that syrup, and leave it just as white as that sugar you buy. Cakes and pies are just as good as it is with that.
You made all that molasses yourself?
Sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'd cook it down when he'd be grind the cane,
mm-hmm.
and then put that juice in that boiler and cook it down to sugar,
mm-hmm.
and put it in the barrel. Let it, they called it dripping.
Mm-hmm.
And made sugar.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container to a container with a narrow mouth. You might pour it through a
strainer.
Or
a funnel.
Okay. And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip. Or the lines, either one. Sometimes you know you hit them with the lines and it'd make them go faster.
What if you were riding on horseback? Would you call it the lines then?
No, you call it a bridle rein.
Okay. And your feet would be in the
stirrups of a saddle.
Okay. So, say if you bought some groceries at the store now, the grocer would put them in a...
Well, you put them in a bag or either in a box.
Okay. What would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
And when flour used to come in, maybe 50 pounds of flour?
Well, it would come in a barrel back in my time.
Mm-hmm.
And then later it come in sacks.
Okay. And say if you were going to take corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you'd take at one time?
Well, it'd either be a peck or a half a bushel or a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we've done it.
Did you ever hear that called a turn of corn?
Grinding corn, we called it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have one sack for grits and one for meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had cornbread all the time.